Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we say a word about a century-old tradition, the tradition of ironing day. Yes, Tuesday is ironing day in most American homes, and more than three generations of homemakers here in the West have discovered that clothes washed with White King are wonderfully easy to iron. That's because energetic White King suds not only wash off the surface dirt, the dirt you cannot see, they dig right down and wash out the deeply embedded dirt. Then they rinse away both suds and soil in your rinse water freely and completely. Yes, free rinsing White King leaves your clothes so clean, your iron glides over the surface with the greatest of ease. Your clothes iron up quickly and slick as you please. So for smoother, speedier ironing, be sure to always wash your clothes with White King. Among all wash day soaps, there is none like White King. That's why you'll say, as thousands of homemakers do, I love White King. The feudal Balkan castle in which Frank Chandler and the regents were living has been gutted by fire started by the malicious dwarf, Arrhenié. Discovered and rescued by Chandler at the last possible moment, Arrhenié has vanished into the snowy forest without disclosing the meaning of the cryptic message Chandler had found in the cellars just before the fire. The message reads, "The place of the falcon. The clock strikes five." Having lost all their personal belongings, Chandler and the Regents, with Princess Najee, are temporarily guests of Carter Mason, the American consul. The present scene opens in an upstairs sitting room an hour after their arrival. Chandu, the magician.
Come in, Bob.
You know what I was just thinking, Mom? I'd better go down to the post office and get the mail. There might be a letter from Dad.
Well, Uncle Frank will surely bring it when he comes. Are your clothes dry, son?
Sure. You and Betty look like a couple of refugees.
Well, aren't we? You should have heard Mr. Mason apologizing for giving us these flannel robes.
Brother, he should.
Well, Mrs. Mason and Lucy took everything else they had when they went to London.
Our own clothes will be ready pretty soon. Mr. Mason insisted on sending them downstairs to be pressed.
A lot of difference that'll make.
They're the only clothes we have, Bob.
Boy, just look at it snow, will you?
Yes. I wish Uncle Frank would come back.
Why did he turn right around and go up to the castle, Mother?
He said he'd forgotten something.
Oh.
I hope it's made out of asbestos if he left it up there. Mom, I think I will go down and see if there's any mail. It'll only take a few minutes.
Why, Bob, you haven't any overcoat. What's worrying you?
I keep thinking about that dwarf snooping around, looking for something Dad was supposed to have sent Uncle Frank.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh,
darling, if he'd sent anything, Uncle Frank would have it.
Maybe.
Well, what on earth...
Well,
is...
why would Arrhenié set the castle on fire if he hadn't found what he was looking for?
Because there was nothing for him to find.
Don't be too sure.
Now, come over here, son. Sit down and tell me what you mean.
I mean this, Mom. If Dad sent whatever it was to Uncle Frank and he didn't get it, Dad'll write and say what gives, won't he?
Mm, I suppose so. Bob, you don't know that Dad sent anything up here, do you?
How could he know that?
Bob?
Well, no. Only, I got a letter from Dad the other day myself, you know.
Oh, that's nothing. I mean...
That's what you think. Bets, do you remember when we were kids? We used to make up stuff about what we thought Dad would be like if he lived.
Of course I do, Bob. We never did think he was really alive.
Well, this sounds chintzy, but Dad's letter was just like that. Like we thought he'd be.
You might have let me read it.
Darling, what did he say?
Oh, I don't know. It was more the way he said it, I guess. It kind of got me. You know.
I know, son.
And just at the end, he said something about how he was sorry he'd missed being with me when I was growing up. And how he'd been thinking lately it would be great if I liked chemistry enough to take up where he left off.
I wish I'd seen it, Bob.
It's too late now. It was in my room at the castle. Mom, is Dad really sick?
Did he say he was?
No, but he sounded kind of, well, final somehow.
I wish you'd told me before, Bob.
Look, can't we go back to Paris and see him?
Well, we certainly can. He doesn't need to know we're worried about him. We'll just say we had to come to Paris to get some clothes.
We do, too. I tell you what we can do.
Well, you all look very cozy. A little informal, perhaps, but...
Oh, now, Uncle Frank. Mrs. Mason's kind of tall, I guess.
A bit bigger around than you and your mother, I'd say.
Here, let me take your coat and hang it by the fire.
No, I'll do it, Dot. Where's Nadine?
She's drying her hair. It's so long, and it was soaking wet.
I guess she didn't want you to see her all dripping.
Oh. Listen, Uncle Frank.
I went around by the police station, Dot.
The police station? Oh, to report a Rainier.
Not that there's much chance of their finding him, but they might just happen to.
Did you tell them a Rainier killed the king?
Yes, I did. They weren't interested.
Oh, what? These people.
They said they knew who'd killed Pavel, and the man would be under arrest very soon.
Did you get the mail?
Oh, yes, yes. Just one letter. It's here in my coat. From Robert. Here you are, Don.
Thank you. I want to talk to you about Robert. Bob's just been telling me...
Is he okay, Mom?
Now wait until I read it, son.
Now, well, read it to us.
Oh, I will now. My dear Dorothy... What? Oh, no.
Dot.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Frank, look at it. This isn't his writing. It's not from Robert at all.
It
what
is.
Do you mean?
You're right, Dot. It's a good imitation, but it's not his handwriting.
Well, who'd know his writing well enough for that?
Roxor would. He and Robert corresponded for years.
Oh, that old Roxor.
The quickest way to find out whether anything's happened to Robert is to put in a telephone call for him.
Well, something must have happened to him.
Not necessarily.
But what?
He got a telegram supposedly signed by you, remember? It's maybe another trick of the same kind.
Oh, I hope that's all it is.
I'll go down to the station right away. I'll get my coat.
Oh, I'll go with you, Uncle Frank.
No, there's no reason for both of us to go out in this storm, Mom.
Frank, where are our passports?
They're right here at the consulate. If you need to go to Paris, you can.
Oh, wait, Frank. You don't even know if Robert has a phone in his laboratory.
There's one in the chemist's shop on the first floor, though.
Gee, I forgot you went there to see Daddy.
All that secrecy. The laboratory upstairs over a chemist's shop, so it would seem plausible to order chemicals. Meade'll send in so he needn't be seen, and all for nothing.
Now, don't sit here imagining things, Dot. It may take a couple of hours to get a call through.
Well, if you do get him, tell him we're coming to Paris tomorrow.
What? Oh, all right, Dot.
Ah, sit easy. You need not announce me. Good afternoon, Mr. Chandler.
I thought we'd seen the last of you, Dimitri.
It is most urgent that I speak to you at once.
I'm just going out.
It's such a storm. I will not detain you more than 5 minutes.
I'm in a hurry. What is it?
Please, not here in the hall. The servants are Mr. Mason. This is a matter connected with your work.
Well, it's kind of you to be so interested in it.
I am not speaking of your duties at the consulate. I wish to make you a bargain.
Well, all right, we'll go in here. Come in. And be brief. I have no time to waste. What is this bargain?
First, you will be interested to hear that the man you know as Roxor is not dead.
I know.
You know?
Yes. What's the bargain?
You know, I have been associated with Roxor for some time.
Yes, yes, get on with it.
This is not a matter to be hurried, Mr. Chandler.
What is it you want?
I'm sorry. Roxor is ill. he is not the strong man he once was.
I'm glad to hear it.
I propose to suborn certain of his important agents. I can persuade them, I assure you. If your country would agree to an alliance...
Once?
The mere announcement in the press of such an alliance would force Roxor to postpone his coup d'etat. Perhaps abandon it entirely.
I see now why you're so worried. You've had trouble with Roxor, too, as Metsos did.
Ah, Metsos was a clod. He should never have been sent here with so much authority.
And you should have known Roxor will never share power with anyone.
He promised me that I would... But, well, that is past. I have discovered Metsos' complete plan. His gypsy guerrillas were to be the nucleus of a nationalist army against Roxor. Now, if your country will promise a certain amount of help...
Dimitri, you've come to the wrong man. I have no authority to make such a commitment.
But I thought you might be a member of the Inner Council.
Oh?
At least you must know who those men are. Present my plan to them.
Roxor must have frightened you badly.
Consider what disaster will come to the world if Roxor extends his power so far.
You're not thinking of that.
Come on.
You're only trying to protect yourself.
I will have earned protection. Mr. Chandler, you must think it over before you refuse.
I must go now, Dimitri.
You will at least report my offer to Washington.
I'll speak to my superior, Mr. Mason.
I know he is not your superior. If you do not take action, and Roxor sends an army through these mountains to the Mediterranean...
I am making no bargain with you, Dimitri. Well, this is almost a blizzard.
Do you want to be responsible for another war?
Indeed, I don't.
You will be if you do not listen to me.
I have listened. Well, what's all this?
Soldiers. Why should they be here?
You are Prince Dimitri?
Yes. What do you want of me?
I arrest you for the assassination of Pavel Karovich.
This is absurd. I was not in Lubova when Pavel was killed.
You will come with us.
Huh?
In back! Hands! This is a mistake! Fight! Now, sir, I will have your shot!
Well, Roxor must actually be in this country right now.
Before we ring down the curtain on Chandu the Magician for tonight, may we ask you ladies an important question. Would you like to know how to overcome hard water problems? How to use and care for your automatic washing machine? Then send right now for White King's brand new wash book entitled Washing Made Easy. It is a gift to you from Chandu in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy was compiled by White King's own staff of wash day experts. They made thousands and thousands of calls on you homemakers throughout the West to discover just what your washing problems really were. And we will mail you this wonderful White King wash book postpaid if you will mail in one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Do you have any special wash day problems? Then let White King's staff of wash day experts answer them for you. Send your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.